2009, we have come through some of the greatest challenges ever faced by the Council. That, unfortunately, will still remain the case in 2010. By the close of 2010, we will have reduced our staff in numbers by 25%, and equally so, our capital investment programme will be reduced by 50%. So there are challenges, but yet there is opportunities there, and we must create opportunities whereby we are ready as a council for when the upturn returns.
Much has been said over the course of the last year and prior to that, that there can be sometimes this sense of detachment between the people and those representing them sitting in the council chamber. Is that something you think maybe needs to be addressed in 2010?
That would be difficult to understand, especially in light of the fact that in the last 6 months we have had a council election where everyone had an opportunity to replace those people if they were not representing them. I think we have a very representative council that's very much in touch with the people and the needs of the county. And I think that's been articulated in the budget that's just been passed. It's been articulated in the way the council is structured, and it is articulated very much so in the way we wish the council to continue in 2010.
I suppose, as Mayor, if you had one wish, albeit no one can grant it possibly, for the county in the new year, what would that be?
My wish always for the county is that when opportunities arise, and opportunities will arise, that we as a county are ready and able to take and seize those opportunities.